Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. I'm Hormis Fatakia. Well, any kind of green on the screen would have been welcomed by the Nifty bulls on Monday after the kind of incessant selling that we saw last week and we have been witnessing over the last 4 weeks for that matter. And that selling that led to the Nifty correcting over 2000 points from its peak. But we ended the session on a high yesterday. We closed in the green. The only question is, will this sustain or will this just be used as another opportunity to exit? The bulls, of course, would be hoping that this continues in today's session as well. The GIFT Nifty for now is pointing to a positive start. Now, in Monday's session, the Nifty traded in a very broad range. At one point of time, it even slipped into the red, but then had a very sharp recovery, went up to 24,500, could not sustain at those levels, but just managed to close near that 24,350 mark. So now 24,500 on the upside becomes a very important level for the index to cross for this bounce to continue. And of course, 24,000 is that very important psychological level on the downside that it has to defend. Earnings mostly yesterday were a positive surprise, barring Indigo. Most of the PSU banks did well, and as a result of which, the PSU bank index was the top sectoral gainer in yesterday's trading session, ending well over 3% higher. And that contributed to the gains in the Nifty bank as well. And the Nifty bank is what led the Nifty higher in yesterday's trading session. The gains were also led by ICICI Bank, which was the top contributor to the Nifty upside. But the PSU banks, Bank of Baroda, Indian Bank, all of them did very well after their results. Today's session, it's the expiry of the Financial Services Index, so that will keep the Nifty Bank in focus as well. We keep an eye out on all of these names. Stocks specific action, there are plenty of earnings today. Plenty of earnings reactions as well. Start off with Bharti Airtel. It was a good quarter in line with expectations. ARPU is the one, the average revenue per user, going up 10.5% from June. Aided by the tariff hikes, the ARPU now stands at 233 rupees for Bharti Airtel. IGL, it was a mixed quarter. Volumes were a beat on expectations, but margins were a miss. Federal Bank's numbers were steady. Net interest income went up by 15%. Suzlon, the revenue went up by almost 50%. Net profit almost doubled from last year. But the mix, the product mix, is what caused an impact on the margins. However, the order book is at an all-time high of 5.1 gigawatts. And we'll be speaking to the management in just a bit. So stay tuned to CNBC TV18 for that. Spandana Spurti might be the accident of the day, and that is because it has seen a very, very sharp deterioration in asset quality. Gross NPA and net NPA both have nearly doubled on a sequential basis, and of course the company reported a net loss against a net profit compared to last year. So Spandana Spurti is the one to watch out for in today's session. Some other earnings reactions will come in from KFin Tech, Adani Power, among others. But today's session, we'll have the Adani Twins, the Adani Enterprises and Adani Ports, along with other Nifty names like Cipla, Maruti, and other broader market names as well. Canara Bank, Concord, Deepak Fertilizers, Genus Power, Godrej Agrovet, Marico, Hudco, MTAR Tech. Another earnings heavy day it promises to be. You also keep an eye out for Indian Oil Corporation as well, because the numbers came in just before market closing yesterday and it was a poor quarter for Indian Oil, and the stock, which was trading higher for a better part of the day, gave up all the gains just before the close of trade. Institutional selling as well, FIs continued to remain net sellers in the cash market, so that remains a constant. The handover from Wall Street is a positive one. And of course, the focus now is on the US presidential elections. Campaigning is on in full swing. And there has been a lot of furor over the rally that Donald Trump had held in the Madison Square Gardens, where there were some remarks made against Puerto Rico. So that will have a say in the elections as well. Handover for now is positive. Alphabet comes out with results after market hours today, so we keep an eye out on that as well. Asian markets continue to trade largely positive. And as I mentioned, the GIFT Nifty is also pointing towards a positive start. That's all for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We wish you all a very, very happy Dhanteras and a prosperous year ahead as well. Stay tuned to CNBC TV18 and CNBCTV18.com for the sharpest market insights.